We're gathered at the mailing room for a meeting with the commander and our friend from Parowan, Leland Freeborn. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Are we on at all? Can you hear us?
We're on, finally.
Let's get Gob in here, please. Let's just everybody take a nice deep breath and bring in your light. You have a very special treat. We work in this miserable atmosphere that has been brought down on your nations and on your world. And I'm not a biblical scholar. I am the Word. I don't rely on what man has written for that which I bring, because I work from the other side of your veil, and I know. God does not do lightly his job. Always from the beginning and on through all beginnings, God has never broken a promise unto you, his people. Always there are messengers to come and remind you. Hear what I say. I said remind you to bring back into the remembering that which was and is. Always there were the word bringers. Many, many self-styled prophets have come and gone. And a few, a very few, were valid enough that the truth lingered long, long after they were gone. Ones like to take my words and suggest that everything in the Bible is incorrect. No, 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 no. It's for you to discern that which has been tampered with. And after you understand that you carry with you the laws of God as to behavior, attitude, journey, purpose, and all those things that are now trying to be drummed out of your existence and realization, you will be able to discern immediately what is and is not correct in the books. If it be of truth, it will always be of truth. If it is not, it will never be. What man does is put his own definition onto a term and then announce that I am the decider as to whether this term fits or does not fit. Leland is known as the Parowan prophet. What does that mean? Well, he lives in Parowan, that's number one. And Leland has had many visits to the other side of the veil. One in which he lay in a coma for a long period of time while he was receiving his instructions. I do not need to tell you all about him. For one thing, he needs to refresh your memories. He met with us once before. He is a biblical scholar in the sense that he can quote you a lot of prophecy. So the next question is, well, am I going to quarrel with him? Not on your ever-loving life. He will recite stories around me. We each have a purpose. And we're very fortunate that he was coming this way. He is one of the few. He is not the only one. Which I'm sure, praise the Lord, he would say. Unfortunately for you of this place, the truth is now into the funnel's neck. You're being wedged in there. And your end is nigh. We ask you to be prepared and ones object and ridicule and throw stones. Well, the last time you said prepare, nothing happened. What does it cost you to be prepared? Supposing it does happen, what are you going to do? Well, you should have made us listen. I'm not going to make you do anything. And neither is Leland. That is not his mission. His mission is the same as mine. I just happen to be invisible. But I think you can hear me just as well as you're going to be able to hear him. And sometimes you listen better if it comes from the mouth of a mortal man who speaks for himself. Could Dorma speak for herself? Well, she wouldn't be able to tell you very much. You know, she might be able to tell you about the marigolds that she didn't get planted and that sort of thing. Her job is not to be a prophet. My job, as a matter of fact, although I could be classified as a prophet because I know how it's going to be, is not to be a prophet to you. I'm a messenger. I'm a reminder. I'm in command of the host of God. God would not do lesser for you than send the word to you. That is his promise. And he would promise always to send a messenger to remind you when your time is near. I will take just a moment and ask EJ to read the writing that I wrote this morning. Because when we move into the rest of this little gathering, I'm going to turn it over to Leland that he might tell you a little bit about himself. I can tell you now that he was in a coma for weeks. And he spent that time with God. And he is given to know. And he interprets to the best of his ability as he perceives it to be. And mankind demands a date. I want to know if it's going to be 3:30 or 7:30 on Thursday the 13th, that it all comes crashing down. I've told you before, no prophet would give you that. God alone, with the Son, who does not know, knows. And God is subject to change according to the free will of man, if you would get your acts together. I'm honored to share. We all work hard. You ones face the executioner every day. They first try to take out your dwellings, try to take out your town. Then the judge, you know, is going to throw this 62-year-old grandmother in prison. Leland's had it no easier. It goes beyond the ego. The ego goes. It does not go beyond the pain of the hurt or the feeling of responsibility that somehow I did not do enough or my fellow man would understand a little better. No. And I spoke about this as we wrote this morning because these are the questions that come up so much. What do I do? My brother, my mother, my father, my spouse, my child will not listen. So be it. So be it. You have a mission. And to do something for someone is not it. You cannot do it. So, EJ, if you would please. It's not as long as usual, so we'll make it through. Well, it's not as bad as the SR-71. right after they blast you with a beam and make that swing right over Dorma's house. Aren't you finding that entertaining? Well, just hang on because that shield is just holding steady.
This writing began at 9:05 a.m. Friday, July the 30th, 1993. Is it worth it? Is what worth it? Freedom, truth, another's life, another's soul? How about the price of gold? How about your own life? What has meaning? Sheila's everything is relative and certainly worthy of note if for no other reason than God gave you thinking capacity. What are the differences in special beliefs? I ask this for all of the many of you who are adrift in what to say when people question. Why? I see so many of you taking on the responsibility of seeing to it that somehow the world and all in it needs your input to save it somehow. It is your responsibility to offer that which you have and believe no more. Others have come to believe that which they believe by prior training or information offered in some manner. No child was born with man-concluded doctrines. Each, however, is born with the God within, and if no tampering is done, the laws of God are simply present. Here now, however, is where you are more gifted and released than are others from the bindings of the doctrines. There is nothing here which says, go forth and cram this down another's throat and save his soul. If you are doing that, my friends, your own soul is in a predicament. It will be enough if you live your life in such a way as to example that which you would cause them to be and act. Accept only integrity from ones in your employ, but place no bindings on another's belief and soul, most especially if they be of integrity and basic goodness. Let us speak a moment of a rapture, as if, for instance, what mean you by rapture? It is not in the Bible, from which you seem to get your other material for basing belief. Most people, however, do not think about it at all. It is accepted because some biblical teacher said it is so. Certainly there will be some sort of saving vehicle as offered by God unto his people. The wrong conception is that you can continue in all the worldly ways of misdeeds, immorality, and still expect to get hoisted off in the twinkle of an eye under some nice, insecure clouds. The Master Christos, God, will be in the sky where the clouds are, not sitting or standing on the vapors.
You want to know where the term as applied to religion originated? good. Brought out of the fundamentalist movement of British East India Company. Right directly from the Committee of 300. Go on, please.
But, beautiful Sheilas, be not in judgment of who will make it and who will not. Some, such as some of your loved ones, will be secured simply to relieve you of immediate load when your duty time is at hand. Stop concerning yourselves with it. This is a very physical job in physical format. Yours is to do the best you can, to offer material for consideration. You need not push no further, lest you assume the very role which is left unto God as his own. I come not to debate or argue or save anyone's soul except by desire he would hear truth and find his own way. This is why we have no churches or congregations. Yes, you all need more discussion and sharing of spiritual recognition, but that is not for us to thrust upon anyone. If ones wish or ask to come and share their own special truth, we shall most certainly welcome them. If their journey be toward God and not intent of locking into the human physical prison, we are indeed blessed. If theirs is to effort to pull you away into the multitude of approaches to that which is not of God, you must be fortified with truth and knowing, and you shall have no problem with anyone or anything you meet in confrontation of reason. We have one this day whom we hope will share with us. Is he really what he says to be? He is. Of course, for if a man believes, that is what and who he is. Will his prophecies be all unto all? No, no more than mine be unto all a conclusion of righteousness. I can and will tell you this much. God has sent the visions unto this one, and they match those which are flowing to others of God's vision receivers. Pay attention to what have you lost if you be prepared? Nothing. But if these ones speak truth and are accurate, you ones don't have much longer to piddle around. You can see the signs of revelation all around you. How foolish the child who can see the train bearing down upon him and defies his mother, who also sees but cannot help in time, and stands there to be hit and slain. We are messengers. By that definition means that we bring messages, and in this instance from God, according to his instructions, and he who wants not to hear and see is granted his freedom. So be it. By the way, you don't need to giggle and fidget in explaining who is Hatan. I am a writer, a selected journalist, a ghostwriter, if you will. If this is easier for you than trying to explain something which will be wrongly received by the other, do not stress yourself. It is the information which is in point, not the writer. Simply say that you work for, or whatever, a paper, and you don't know. If you do know, then I suggest you ask, why do you want to know? Or do you find the information to be an error, or what? In light of that which we write, another good response is, that is private, because the hazards of identification... in view of the fact that we all have been threatened. If one does not accept this, why bother yourself further? Why introduce controversy? A person is welcome to partake or refuse. It is not your problem. Proof will be forthcoming soon enough, and you will have laid your track record. God will be recognized, as will his hosts, when the sequence is in order. Until then, let it go. Release it, and let us do that which we are able to do, and know to do the best of our ability and responsibility. So be it. Gold. I am, as always, getting bashed for not telling you by express mail or something that gold is taking off on the market.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have told you once from onset of our program and that it would happen. Be prepared. If you are caught short, it is your responsibility, not mine. It may yet fall again, but this time it looks like a substantial growth in the near run with some fluctuation as one stabilized. I am not your money advisor. I am your spiritual advisor. Remember, if you have assets in anything on the market, beware. The cards are being placed on the table, and it is intended that the citizens of the nations lose. The program, as outlined, is still available to you, but we cannot speculate for how long, because gold may well again get hard to acquire for any program, especially for collateral. At present, EJ has asked the metals people and the banks utilized to please secure some for probable users. You know who you are, and now is the time to act, like last week. If others get here in time, then you'll certainly be given full explanation and access for as long as we can manage it. I repeat, we are not your money dealers. Demian Yuk. Don't let this travesty of justice prevail, that this man be barred from his rightful citizenship in America. Write, call, nag until this man is returned to Ohio to his family. I have something which is lost to almost all of you, and I ask that you now pound it home, just as in the world wars, as example. The people of Austria were forced in military orders and workforces over which they had no choices. Do you think it different with a man like John Demian Yuk? If you didn't work in a camp, if placed there in order to do so, you were dead. But you ones overlook the very thrust of the Jews against you. They demand that you not give him rights to return to America. How dare any foreign nation or people demand anything of you, citizens of America. Further, if it be true that John cannot come home because he worked in a prison camp, what of every Jew within the camps? Every Jew incarcerated either worked or perished. That means that every Jew from any camp now in America is not eligible to longer be a citizen of America and must be deported. Right. Or fax again, and tell your congressman and trafficant as much. All Jews who survived the camps and must... All Jews who survived the camps must be deported for having worked in the camps and must therefore relinquish American citizenship. It must be stripped from them just as it was from Demian Yuk. It is America on trial, not a man called John. The man's citizenship was unlawfully stripped from him. He was and is innocent, and this nation must return him to that which he was and had, and make full and total restitution for the time in jeopardy. Standing Army. I have written about this, but it appears the public does prefer to denounce me than read the publications which would cover such a statement as the G7 voted to have a standing world army under the United Nations. You already have one, you have just missed it. The point now is to phase out all other armies, give this one full power, and come down hard on the world citizenry. So you were fooled again. I'm sorry. I guess more people should get the contact and read it all, along with the regularly printed journals. We really haven't missed very much, Chiles. Right in the conference in Japan of the G7 industrialized nations, it was formally endorsed to create a United Nations Army. This was an economic summit. So what does this actually mean, sleepyheads? This is now public record. It was not, however, reported except by about three of us. The G7 nations, the United States, Britain, France, Canada, Italy, Germany, and Japan, also took action to bring a third great region of the world, the Pacific Community, into a political reality. The two other regions are the European Community and the American Community, as the North American Free Trade Agreement is adopted and eventually extended throughout the Western Hemisphere. Both actions are intended to bring about full compliance under the ruling world government for full political convenience over three major regions of the globe. This was ordered by the secret Bilderberg Group Trilateral Commission Cabal. Both of these groups had set up and demanded this action during their annual meetings this year in Greece and in Washington. These are the Committee of 300 Action Arms. There were over 3,000 journalists attending that Tokyo summit. Do you really think that all of them simply missed this little gem? It would be nice if some of you rock throwers checked out your facts before hitting my staff. The Bible. Another request which I have and will begin to insist upon is that anyone who simply wants to debate ideas about my own regarding your Bible is going to find no debate. If you have studied all of the journals and every word of the contact as you claim to have studied the Bible equally, then and only then will I take the time of any group for your personal attention. We cover masses of information, actual mountains, and yet ones come and want a two-minute dissertation on the solutions of all mysteries of the universe according to their own private determination. This is unacceptable, for the answer has usually been given, often many times, prior to the question. It is a bit like your constitution. If you do not bother to know your laws for which you petition rightful use, how can you expect to gain a goal? You don't know what it is. Do not denounce me until you have studied everything I offer. For then and only then do you have the right to opinion regarding me. This holds true for all things and all, every individual person. Check it out. Do you come to my meetings to hear my opinion, or do you come to demand that others hear yours? If it be the latter, then I suggest you have your own meeting. I most certainly am not here to thrust off my directives onto you. There is working order and relationships here, nothing more. Your responsibility for self is not that which can be pushed onto another, not even me. I am your guide in some instances, not your keeper. Be most careful that which you expect, and especially that which you do. I also ask that each look within and check out just exactly what do you tell others about this place and about me. You have no right to misinform or suggest that I shall do anything for anyone. You only have right to say that which you will do personally. How many of you assume and suggest that somehow Hatton or Eckers or some other will do this and so, thus and so, and be responsible or help or do a thing? You can only say that which is your capability and responsibility personally. If you personally cannot guarantee a job, say to another wishing to settle in this valley, what right have you to load that responsibility onto me or onto Eckers? We are doing our jobs quite effectively, even brilliantly. You may not volunteer anything in our behalf, for we too have nothing of physical value to offer, and yet it has been thus since onset of our writing task. I simply ask that you be personally responsible, and as each is responsible, all shall become. As we have guests, we wish to share, nothing more, nothing less. It does not sanction, nor does it indicate acceptance of anything more than exactly that, sharing. It might well surprise you to know that I would welcome Satan into my conference room to lecture you all he wishes in my presence. Ah, herein lies the truth of it, however, in my presence. He will not remain for long in my presence, and never after I challenge him. Until I do so, he is only entertaining. These are your opportunities to become discerning. We have a meeting this noontime, so I ask that this be cut short and let us get our other tasks under control in responsible fashion so that we do not leave important matter dangling. Thank you.
Thank you, Overton. Last night we did a very long writing on a subject that was uppermost yesterday. it will not mean very much to you, except that you must be aware that you are being thrust in the face again about earthquakes, magnitudes of earthquakes, wind possibilities. Then they'll tell you that they are going to shoot detonations, explosives along this fault and that fault, and they're doing testing. These are to cover what they're doing. Don't be blind. Dr. David Oppenheimer was gracious enough to fax us a paper, a scientific paper, that was only made public yesterday. I have chosen to utilize all of it in its form, and it's going to be quite technical, and most of you will be bored out of your mind by it. All you want to know is, what in the soup does it mean? Well, you have to remember, we have a worldwide audience. This goes on to tapes, so if you choose to take everything personally, that's your problem, not mine. But if you take everything personally and go within and question that, you'll get a lot of answers. With what they're doing along the Mississippi, you have man-made stall out of storm system. If they pull the New Madrid fault, you will have a rift completely through the midsection of your states. If the Cambodian army is told to detonate what is remaining of the bridges, there will be no contact between east and west along that rift. It is a standoff in the higher space between the military that controls the cosmospheres and the military that can control these other things also. Even in this scientific document, where they will downplay almost everything they can, they project at least an 8.5 point quake. And if it is centered in the Cascadia subduction zone, where the one near Mendocino was felt and did all the disastrous damage in San Francisco, we are talking about tectonic plates in motion. They know where to trigger it to get the most damage. Something that had been totally overlooked, and I was bashed about quite badly, because one said, well, over here on the West, in the West, whatever you want to say, we are not known for having tsunamis, so we're not going to worry about tidal waves. Well, number one, we are not talking tidal waves. We are talking tsunamis, which result from subduction. And you can count on a 10-point quake. And if it goes in the area of that Cascadia region, it is going to move the entire wheel. If they can pull out and disrupt the Philippine hub that is holding, it will take out Japan. It will do massive, massive damage along your western coastline. And you can expect an 8-hour tsunami to wash over the coastal lines because of the subduction of the plate called Pacific underneath the North American plate. Now, as you get up into the area of San Francisco, we are talking about the Juan de Fuca plate and the Gorda plate. Don't get hung up on it. just know that this is serious enough that it made CNN. And bless Karen's heart, she made friends with everybody from CNN in San Francisco to the very reporter who did it, to Dr. Oppenheimer. And for this, I am humbly grateful. Leland, of all the things we don't have, we have loyalty, help, support, and workers like you could not believe. When a task is asked, it's done. And I am grateful. This is so serious that even Katie Hunton at Caltech will have to pay attention. Tsunamis will now be considered as a major consideration in every earthquake possibility. I'm going to repeat what I have told you over and over before. If it comes off like the adversary plans it to come off, the Pacific plate will roll up under, push up this area. This area right here. And as it shoves up underneath, this is the way the Himalayas were made. This is the way the Andes were made. It will shove, thrust, under, subduct, under the North American plate. Push up, roll under the edge. And this is what is meant by the sea swallowing up a city of some kind. You will have massive liquefaction. It cannot be otherwise from that friction and that frequency vibrating. And then it will be like liquid, pulling, sucking. And that which falls down, a lot of it will be sucked under. Can we control it? Brothers, for goodness sakes, it's out of control. This is why I urge you not to sit back on your assets and say, oh, well, I will be raptured. Listen to what rapture means. Rapture itself simply means to go into a state of ecstasy. What goes into a state of ecstasy? Very few bodies. You think. A little sexual encounter and maybe you are in rapture. You're certainly not probably in love. You are in rapture. That's physical. Where is the feeling? That is emotional. So don't confuse love, ecstasy, and rapture as all being the same thing. Because you no longer define it properly. They might all mean the same thing, but guess what you have just said when you say, I will be raptured. You mentally think, I will be lifted up into the clouds and there will be God to scoop me up. Well, he's going to be hanging around there somewhere in the clouds, possibly. But those clouds are going to be radioactive, as Leland is going to tell you. Keep your Giandriana near. I don't want Leland leaving here without a supply for himself. God sends you. And it's up to us to protect it enough to keep it long enough to be able to get a remnant through. We need some ones in physical form. That means you must raise your frequency so that you can make the journey in light. It's physics. And I have to dwell on this physical level with you because we must grow to be able to experience the spiritual aspect and maintain. Now for you ones, we are going to ask you to do something else because I cannot guarantee you that you will be here tomorrow or the next day or the next week. I cannot guarantee you the way this old world is rolling and your politicians are at it, that you're not going to be in nuclear holocaust a week from now. And there are some things that I need you to do. I have spoken of the electrolyte solution. Don't waste your time. Get on with it. Take your recipe, divided according to how much Galandriana you have in the liquid, and put an appropriate amount of iodized salt and soda and a pinch of cream of tartar into the Galandriana. The Galandriana will thrive. And you will be setting up the stability of your cellular structure. We'll move on with these other things. You will find you can extend and multiply the quantity of the cellular energy, the cellular form, the cell itself, the Gaia itself, the living form, with aloe vera. I believe that Gaia sources or resources, new Gaia, will be soon carrying aloe vera for you, so that you can get it. We continually get questions. Where can I get this? Where can I get that? We try our very best to offer whatever it is we're discussing. And maybe Jack or Diane could speak on that, but I don't think we need to. I just know that they are getting some, making connections, and possibly very shortly. Until then, go to the health food store, get some liquid aloe vera, and feed your Gaia a little bit. I have to remind you ones of something with the ultraviolet light. Don't overdo it. Don't think a lot in the beginning is going to strengthen that. You can kill it. Or what it will do, it will not die. It will simply go dormant on you, sink to the bottom, to get away from the light. Don't overdo it. Better to do a little every day. Or don't worry about it. All the new coming will have already been put through the ultraviolet. Use your heads. God would never leave you without. But it's up to you. Now, Leland doesn't have good news. The fact that he's here is your good news. He's been at this for years. And his audience grows, but as with all prophets and all teachers, never a prophet to your own. never respected by your own. The master certainly was not very honored by his own. They hanged him on a cross. You use Uzi machine guns. But as with Gunther, you know, your enemy pulls your fingernails out first without anesthetic, you see. It's not a nice world. It is the marvel of all creation. But humanity is no longer nice. Leland, thank you for sharing with us. This group has looked forward to your visit. And perhaps we can visit about it a little bit as we go along here. He knows about survival. He's got the best basic outline of what you need. And I would ask that he will share anything he's willing to share with us. And as for me, I won't volunteer the group. If you need to go, go. Please, don't feel that you must stay if you need to go. It's Friday. And it's an unusual thing that we would meet in here. So feel free to do whatever you need to do. But I urge you, if you can, stay to hear it all. Thank you. Leland, would you please just take the floor?
Can we wait just a minute? I'll turn the tape.
You see how perfect...